This is KTLO's Juno Afternoon, 10 minutes until the top of the hour. Our last guests on today's show are from the Alaska State Library to highlight Saturday's in-person voter registration drive. On the Zoom phone, we have Kate Dunn. She's an electronic resources librarian, and Katie Ferrer, a government documents librarian. Kate and Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Scott.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. So this is the second in-person thing that we're talking about on the show today. This is very exciting. Please sort of outline what tomorrow's going to look like.
Yeah, well, this is Katie. So we're having a voter registration drive from 12 to 4 at the APK, and it's an opportunity for people to come and either register to vote or fill out the form required to get an absentee ballot. And the deadline for registering to vote for the municipal elections is actually September 6th. So tomorrow would be a really great opportunity for people to, who aren't registered yet, to register.
Right. So the applications are active the day that they're signed. So if Katie and I and then our colleague Julie sign them tomorrow, we'll bring them over to the elections office on Tuesday, and everybody who registers tomorrow will be ready to vote for the municipal election and then, of course, the general election in November.
So, yeah, Kate and Julie and I are all voter registrars. And so we are able to take those applications and sign them, check people's ID. So it's very important if people do come and want to register to vote or fill out the absentee ballot application that they bring ID, such as a driver's license or a passport or a state ID card. Or I think I saw in the examples that the Division of Elections gave, even a fishing or hunting license can be used, but it is important that people bring ID and a mask, of course.
Yeah.
All right. And may I ask, what inspired an in-person voter registration drive?
I think there's a lot of talk in the LIS world right now, meeting library information science world, about what we can do to sort of engage our communities and civic discourse, because they kind of go hand in hand in terms of, you know, making sure people are informed and giving them access to the things that they need to do to be informed and also to participate. And we became registrars last year as part of a related campaign to increase the voters with disability vote. And the impetus behind that was, It's an additional place of access for people to be able to come in and register if they're already here, or they can make a special trip. So it's just sort of building on that and allowing people to come in and do it and talk to a person face to face, because like I myself changed my registration recently because I moved and I was a little bit confused about what I was doing, where and how to do it. And you know, we certainly aren't experts. We don't work for the Division of Elections or anything like that. But I think it's helpful to come and talk to somebody and try to figure out the answers together. That's kind of what we're in the game of as librarians, is knowing where to find things and helping people use the tools themselves. And it just seems like a good opportunity to do it. There's a National Voter Registration Day that occurs on the fourth Tuesday of every month, and this year it's September 22nd, which also happens to be the first day of autumn. And I think we just opted to do it on a weekend just to allow more of an opportunity. We are all, the three people that I mentioned, me, Katie, and Julie, are all registrars, so we can do this at any time, but we thought it would be nice to have an event to sort of raise awareness of it so that people know that they can come in and register.
Alrighty.
Yeah, and this is Katie. The other thing, I'm particularly interested in getting young people registered. People maybe who have turned 18 since the PFD application period, even though it there's an automatic registration for people who are eligible as a result of applying for the PFD. All those folks who have turned 18 since that happened can't take advantage of that. And just building up awareness of taking the opportunity to vote and its importance is something I'm interested in. And so this event is a good chance to do that.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about an in-person voter registration drive tomorrow from noon to 4 at the APK Lecture Hall at the State Library right here in the Flats. Let's see, you two. This is exciting. What would you say to someone who's hasn't been going out in person and might be hesitant about coming out tomorrow? What would you say about sort of physical distancing and safety precautions you're taking?
This is Kate again. So we do have some precautions in place. We require masks. We're going to be wearing masks. We have separate entry and exit ways. You won't be running into people if you're coming or going. And then we also are going to have plexiglass shields so that we'll have a barrier between ourselves and anyone who comes to see us. And then, you know, just the usual hand sanitizer and disinfectant and all that good stuff. And then 6-foot spacing for people waiting, or if you're, you know, working with one of us filling out your application, you will be 6 feet away from everyone else.
And if all of that still doesn't make you feel safe, or if you're a person who's, you know, particularly vulnerable, you can go online and register at the Division of Elections website. That's www.elections.alaska.gov.
Okay, you two. In the next 50 seconds or so, can one of you give us your pitch of why we should vote?
Oh. Well, I sort of feel like just, I don't know. It's hard because we can't say, we have to remain nonpartisan. Just read the news, I guess, and participate as a citizen of this country. I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's vote counts. And
yes, there's a lot going on, and everybody deserves a voice and should exercise that right.
All right,
regardless
you
of other you.
We're out of time here. Kate Dunn and Katie Farrer. Am I saying your last name right, Katie?
You are.
Farrer. Fear. Thank you so much. They're both with the State Library tomorrow, in-person voter registration drive, 12 to 4 p.m. at the APK Lecture Hall. Thank you both so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.